You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A study published this week in the European Journal of Public Health has revealed 87% of children in Aotearoa have experienced significant trauma before the age of 8, which is much more than previously thought. The study observed the effects of 8 kinds of traumatic childhood experiences and found there can be a link between childhood trauma and obesity. It was also revealed that positive experiences can mitigate the effects of trauma. I spoke to senior researcher at City University of London and honorary researcher at the University of Auckland, Ladan Hashemi, about the effects of childhood trauma, its links to obesity, and ways to prevent and mitigate its effects. What are elements that might cause trauma?
So we look at a wide range of adverse experiences, that we call them traumatic events, including if child been exposed to emotional abuse or physical abuse, or if the domestic violence is happening at home, if the parents are suffering from mental health issues or substance abuse or alcohol misuse, and if the parents been in the jail, incarceration, and if the child been exposed to bullying at a school by their peers.
I forgot the word for this one. Ethnic discrimination, yeah. We also look at if the parents been exposed to ethnic discrimination as well. So in total, 9 adverse experiences up to age 8. That's what we were looking at.
How might these traumas manifest?
So in terms of the impact they have on the children's well-being and life, so there are a wide range of outcomes we could look at. We look at child obesity, but there are other research, and also we look at them, including like mental health issues, other issues, social issues, like if in the relationship with their peers, or if they are suffering from anxiety, or depression. But for this specific research, we were focused on obesity, and we found that the children who've been experiencing at least one of these bad experiences, adverse experiences, they were twice more likely to develop childhood obesity, and this is what we were looking at.
As you've mentioned, there can be a link between trauma and childhood obesity. How do these intertwine?
There are a couple of explanations for the association between these two. One that we look at was if these bad experiences are linked with adopting the health behaviors that could lead to child obesity, including too much consumption of fast food or fizzy drink or poor sleep, or spending too much time on screen devices, or if the child has a sedentary life, or too much physical inactivity. And what we found that across all these obesity-related behaviors, children who had these bad experiences, they were more likely to adopt these behaviors, and we know that these behaviors are linked with obesity. So in summary, this bad experience, adverse experiences, increase the chance of accepting and adopting unhealthy behaviors, and they lead to childhood obesity. This is one of the explanations that we found for this association.
Are there ways to prevent childhood trauma, or perhaps even to totally reverse its effects?
Yes, there are. I mean, this kind of traumatic events, they are preventable. For example, domestic violence is totally preventable, or emotional abuse or physical abuse in the household is preventable, or mental health issues could be addressed. So there are ways to prevent these adverse experiences. But when they happen, there are ways to mitigate and reduce the impact of these adverse events on child well-being. And we look at how we can counteract or cancel out this kind of effects on children's well-being through our research.
In a media release, you called for better policy and public spending. Is trauma a systemic thing, and are there ways the government can mitigate childhood trauma?
In terms of if they are systematic, look, the children and the Maori children and Pacifica children, they are more likely to experience it. So that can say something. And also the children who are living in disadvantaged household, they're dealing with child poverty, the children are more likely to experience ACEs. So that means, yes, anything related to prevention of poverty or addressing poverty could help, could be helpful. But the thing is, we address that for all sorts of the things that are linked with obesity, including socioeconomic status of the family or if they had enough money to provide food. And we adjust for all these factors, and still we see that ACEs has a detrimental impact on children's well-being. So the answer is yes, the government can do a lot to prevent and to mitigate when these things happen, but at the same time, and should specifically target those who are at needs of more support, but also they need a universal program to address ACEs at a population level. Like we found that there are positive experiences that could contract the impact of ACEs, and these kind of positive experiences, they need to be promoted at a population level, and also for those who are disadvantaged and they need more support.
The study was focused on New Zealand children, but are we seeing similar patterns overseas?
So the way that we measure ACEs, a similar method was employed in the UK, and they found a similar number, so something like around 80%. If you follow children over time, as we did, instead of asking adults to reflect on their childhood, you find higher rates of ACEs. So the answer is depends on the methodology they use, yes. We see similar figures in other countries, including UK, and the association between ACEs and obesity has been found in adult population also. So we look at to see this association if manifest in an earlier age, and we found yes, that's true. So even during the childhood, we can see manifestation of the ACEs, but the relationship with adulthood obesity has been established for a while now.
That was senior researcher at City University of London, Ladin Hashemi, speaking about the effects of childhood trauma.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.